WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In early August, the weather satellite known as GOES-12 was retired by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. GOES-12 was launched in July 2001 and was intended to operate for about 5 years. But GOES-12 wildly surpassed those expectations, providing diligent service for over 10 years. GOES, by the way, stands for Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite. So the satellites sit about 23,000 miles above the Earth, over the equator, orbiting in what appears to be a stationary orbit. Going into service on April 1, 2003, GOES-12 was positioned above the equator, monitoring developing weather systems across the eastern United States and part of the Atlantic Ocean for about 10 years. Under its watch, the satellite, also known as GOES-East, saw a lot of weather, including Hurricane Katrina's devastating strike on the Gulf Coast in 2005, the Christmas blizzard that pounded the central U.S. in 2009, and countless severe weather episodes. GOES-12 even did a bit of traveling on its own. In May 2010, the satellite was shifted south of the equator and provided coverage over South America, where it monitored wildfires, drought, and volcanic ash clouds. In the place of GOES-12 is GOES-13, serving as the current GOES-East, which works in partnership with GOES-15. Together, these two satellites provide coverage from the Atlantic Ocean west across the entire continental U.S. into the Pacific Ocean. Now, if you're curious about the break in numbers, that is, what happened to GOES-14? There is an explanation. GOES-14 really is up there, too. It's just not in service. Instead, it remains available as a standby or backup should a problem develop with either GOES-13 or GOES-15. The view from space first came about in the 60s with TIROS, a view that provides tremendous information on our traveling weather systems. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.